Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michael's Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michael's Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, January 1st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Templeton Library seeks assistance in funding with tax reallocation. Education Magazine names Bradley Unified School District as one of the nation's top districts. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today, 40% chance of showers, highs in the low 60s. It's 39 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlauger Excavation, serving the Central Coast for over 28 years. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Templeton Library once again faced a budget shortfall for the end of this year. A Facebook post on December 23rd said the library was about $6,500 short in funds for this year, but exceeded its funding goal by December 30th. The library is taking proactive steps and seeking a new funding model, however. 14 San Luis Obispo County libraries are paid for by a 1.6% tax on county citizens, which is then distributed to the branches. Templeton's library is not one of those branches. The library was opened in January 2023 and is funded and staffed mostly by volunteers, with a budget of around $80,000 per year. The County Board of Supervisors has created an ad hoc committee in response to requests from Templeton residents during the public comment period about a new funding model for the library, one that could allocate some of the funds collected from the library tax in the county to the Templeton CSD for local control of its library. The ad hoc committee consists of supervisors Don Ortiz Legg and John Pashong. Its next meeting will be held in January. Education Magazine has named the Bradley Union School District as one of the top 10 most admired school districts. Established in 1886, the district serves students from TK through 8th grade, with a variety of career readiness and creative pathways outside of its core curriculum. The district places a strong emphasis on creating an environment where every student can explore different interests and skills, according to the publication. The publication also highlighted the district's houses system, designed to group students and staff to foster a sense of community and belonging. The district partners with local employers and higher education institutions, according to the magazine, to provide internships, job shadowing, field trips, mentorships, and career exposure. Cal Poly Float wins top honors for Rose Parade. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialist. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. Despite the rainy weather, thousands still attended the 137th Pasadena Tournament of Roses to bring in the new year. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo attended the parade with their student-produced float, Jungle Jumpstart. The float depicts tropical birds and animals repairing a robot, reflecting the parade's theme of magic and teamwork through its harmony of nature and technology. Cal Poly announced the float took home the highest honor award for the parade, the Sweepstakes Trophy. Cal Poly noted that the trophy is ordinarily won by larger, commercially built floats for major organizations, not by self-built entries that include the California State University campuses. This is the first time Cal Poly has received the award in its nearly 8 decades of attending the parade. Cal Poly Rose Float President Aubrey Going said, quote, "It's really remarkable to win this award and celebrate it, especially on this year's theme." Now here's some more laws that'll take effect in California in 2026. SB 68 will mandate that restaurants with 20 or more locations nationally will have to list major food allergens as ingredients for each item on their menu. AB 489 will prohibit medical advice or assessments performed by artificial intelligence be misrepresented as information provided by a human with a healthcare license. AB 656 requires that all social media platforms provide an easy way for a user to delete an account and all their personal information. AB 727 mandates that all of California's public middle schools, high schools, and colleges offer student identification cards with the telephone number and text line of the Trevor Project, a suicide prevention hotline for LGBTQ+ youth. This will go into effect July 2026. AB 1825 prohibits libraries from banning or restricting access to books and other materials based on the content of the author. Minors cannot be prohibited from checking out books with sexual content that is not obscene in nature under this law. In sports for the NFL, on Saturday, the Buccaneers will face the Panthers. The 49ers will go against the Seahawks. On Sunday, January 4th, KPRL will have the Cowboys and Giants, then the Raiders and Chiefs, and finally the Ravens and Steelers. In the NBA, the Clippers beat the Jazz 118-101, the Celtics over the Kings 120-106, the 76ers beat the Mavericks 123-108, the Heat over the Pistons 118-112, the Rockets beat the Nets 120-96. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Thunder, the Kings will go against the Suns, the Lakers will face the Grizzlies, the Magic will go against the Bulls, and the Hornets will face the Bucks. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. The 19-year-old who was found dead on Mount Baldy has been identified as Seal Beach resident Marcos Casanova. He was one of three hikers whose bodies were found on the mountain earlier this week. San Bernardino County Sheriff's spokeswoman Jenny Smith says the tragedy happened in an area known as the Devil's Backbone.
This is an extremely dangerous trail that is not carved out in a way that a regular hiker could hike that and be safe.
The other two hikers haven't been identified. The LA County Board of Supervisors is declaring a local emergency in response to recent powerful winter storms. This as another storm is expected to bring several inches of rain to the area over the next 3 days. Board Chair Hilda Solis says that will bring a host of issues.
People are still bracing for this rain that's coming and possible landslides and flooding and evacuations again.
In sports, the Ducks fell to the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-3 in overtime today in Anaheim. Bob McClay, California Headline News.
taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. See guaranteed details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Several new state laws set to take effect this week will impact agriculture in California. Beginning January 1st, the cost of agricultural labor has risen as California's minimum wage increases in 2026 from $16.50 an hour to $16.90 an hour. A new state law will affect the way counties in California address abandoned orchards and vineyards, which have increased pest pressures in neighboring farms in recent years as lower prices for wine grapes and tree nuts resulted in a surge in abandoned acreage. A pair of new laws will give California farmers and ranchers more options for disposal of organic waste. A different new state law will provide more opportunities for agritourism operators by reducing regulatory barriers to hosting overnight campers on working lands. And while immigration law is federal, a new California law bans the use of face coverings by law enforcement officers, possibly affecting immigration enforcement operations in the state. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Cloudy skies today with about a 40% chance of showers, highs in the low 60s. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. About a half inch of rain tonight, lows in the mid 50s, south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, about an 80% chance of showers, highs in the low 60s. South-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Sunday and Monday with a half inch of rain each day, partly cloudy on Tuesday and Wednesday, sunny on Thursday and Friday next week. Mid-50s Sunday, upper 50s Monday, low 60s on Tuesday, upper 50s Wednesday and Thursday, 59 a week from today. Currently, it is 39 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Unwind with happy hour at Cello Restaurant and Bar inside Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Monday through Thursday from 3 to 5, enjoy $5 draft beer, $10 draft wine, and margarita pizza, and $14 barrel-aged cocktails crafted with locally sourced ingredients. You'll find a thoughtful mix of local and imported draft wines, local craft beers, and cocktails. Let the Paso evenings begin with happy hour at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso, and want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Ahead of the open on Wall Street this morning, futures pointing to a positive start to 2026. Tech stocks appear poised to pick up exactly where they left off and climb higher. However, Raymond James is downgrading Apple stock, saying gains will be very hard to come by in the new year. 2026 will bring higher wages for many Americans. The hourly minimum wage increases in 19 states. And new for the new year, changes at the post office. Changes that could delay postmarks. USPS saying the date shown will reflect when the mail is first processed by an automated sorter and not by the drop-off date. That means you might need to mail your bills or other time-sensitive things out even sooner. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Hi, it's Casey, the market manager. The Templeton Farmers Market is at the Templeton Park on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. In season, we have strawberries, leafy greens, avocados, oranges, winter squash, honey, meat, flowers, and so much more. You can even get fresh pressed juice, bread, bagels, coffee, and tamales. If you can't make it Saturday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Baywood on Mondays, Paso Robles on Tuesdays, and Atascadero on Wednesdays. We are open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous. Check out our social media for day of updates.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text that number, 238-KPRL, to join us as we get going in this new year, 2026.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Alrighty, back to normal, at least for a couple of weeks, because we have another holiday coming up in January on the 19th. So, Kenny and Darcy will be here this afternoon on Open Mic Friday, 12:30 till 2. Enjoy that. Here this afternoon, and hopefully we'll get an update on, or a report, not an update, on the maybe either amateur or professional who decided to take the plunge yesterday over there in Cayucas in the polar bear dip is what they call it, right, Chris?
The polar bear dip. I heard thousands of people were there, actually.
Yeah, I saw some pictures of it. It looked pretty crowded, and by the time, at least over here, because I came into town around noon, and it looked, not saying it was clear, but there was a little bit of sunshine, so I thought, well, maybe they did okay over there. But when I saw the pictures this morning, I said, okay, all right, a lot of troopers out there yesterday. So anyway, hopefully we'll get the report that was promised and that. So let's see here. We did have something come in on the email, and Chris, I'm going to need your help here. What was the story about the Templeton Library? They need money, and will the county be giving them? That's what they're going to be looking into.
Okay, so for this year, it looked like they were going to be short funds, which is, you know, primarily done through donations. Or I shouldn't say primarily; I think it's exclusively. But they made their goal for this year, which is good.
Yeah.
But they are not on the county library tax, which is a 1.6% tax that funds county libraries. Templeton Library is not one of those libraries. So they took to public comment, as you do when you want something from your, you know, local government, and said, hey, can we get maybe a little bit of that? And they created an ad hoc committee to see if some of the funds could potentially be allocated to the Templeton CSD, which may also go to the library.
Okay. Again, I received an email just after Chris did the story this morning. And I'm wondering if the library out in Creston, how they do it. Is it all donation? I knew, you know, again, they have fundraisers. I think there's a small one up in San Miguel and other places around the county. And again, I don't know if there's any county money attached to that. But, you know, a couple things is the county doesn't have money, but we're going to continue to do things. And I don't care what the amount is. But here's the email. If the Templeton Library cannot sustain itself, why should any county money go? Does every single small city in the county need to have a library? The people in Templeton can go to Atascadero or Paso Robles libraries. After all, they do most of their shopping there in those cities. We can't have everything we want, especially if we can't afford it. All right, well, that's the email to start off the new year. Maybe you have some thoughts regarding that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. From my understanding, that libraries have had a little bit of a resurgence in the last X amount of years. They've, you know, a lot of them, particularly the Paso Robles Library, they've updated the systems, you know, far regarding technology and so forth, made access easier for people that are disabled, homebound, whatever you want to describe them as. And so, you know, those of us that grew up using libraries and so forth are probably happy about that. So we'll see what happens. I know over the years since they started, they've been working hard. So continue to do so, and good luck. But again, this email addresses that, you know, why should any money go to it? Well, we shall see. Speaking of money, You've heard about this for a few years now, and we're going to go up north. The city of San Francisco, the mayor has quietly signed a reparations fund that could lead to $5 million payments per person. The fund would be a remedy for alleged historic discrimination and displacement, according to an ordinance. And again, she signed this just a couple of days before Christmas. And it establishes the legal framework for the fund, but does not allocate funds or guarantee payments. However, this would supposedly come through private donations and so forth and nonprofits. But the amount would be, again, a recommendation of $5 million payments per person. And that would account, the number would be 46,000 people would be eligible. They don't define how they would figure out if they are eligible or not. So do the math at 46,000 by 5 million per person. Now, the proposed, whatever you want to call this, fund, as I mentioned, private donations and also some nonprofits if they get the money. But here was a question that was brought up regarding this discussion. If this is supposed to be due from private donations and other non-city sources, why is the government getting involved with it? And would this include fake charities that exist only to enrich themselves and connected politicians? So that's a pretty good question. If this is supposed to be private donations, why does the government need to get their hands in it? That should be a kind of a warning, because as we're seeing the fraud around the country, particularly the latest story the last couple of weeks has been Minnesota, and there's some more fraud apparently coming too, with the programs particularly attached to what many say are illegals. And if you think this is just happening in Minnesota, you are naive. So I wonder if the amount of money that is being taken through fraud around the country is a lot higher than the numbers that I gave you earlier this week regarding I think it was about $230 billion a year in government fraud. So, again, your tax money at work, folks. Your tax money at work. All right, there was something else here on this. Chris, there was one with, and it had to do with libraries. The books had something to do with books for kids or...
AB 1825. It's a very long body of text to basically say that restricting access to books and other materials based on the content of author is prohibited. And it also prohibits book banning as well for most public libraries.
Okay, is there age restrictions on any of these books?
That has to do with the sexually explicit content, and the law says, and I quote, the materials may include sexual content except as provided, which is obscene content, and the bill prohibits that these resources shall not be denied or abridged solely because of a personal characteristics, age, background, or views. That's what the law says.
Okay, but we have ratings for movies. Okay. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. Kevin, how do you think the new minimum wage is going to affect economics in California?
Well, same way it did with the food workers from a couple of years ago. 17,000 jobs were lost.
Yes, and there'll be more this time, and especially when you start including farm labor. You know, I mean, who are these people who put on a suit every day and go to the legislature in Sacramento and pass these silly rules that we already know in advance will hamper this state economically? No question about that. People who are in business, these people in Sacramento don't understand, not many of them understand business, especially the governor. never had a job in his life,
right,
not even taking the trash out. So the bottom line here is, once again, we've tied our fate going forward to a naive, immature little boy. That's who he is.
He, you know, Cody, I know you keep hitting the little boy and all that other kind of stuff, but here's the thing. As a matter of fact, I had this conversation yesterday with somebody after we got done throwing our annual football around, is, okay, we can put this all on the governor. But I go back to this, and the person with me talking yesterday, we, you know, said the same thing. Who is allowing these people in office?
We are.
Right. So, if I'm the person that I get elected by these people, well, I'm gonna do that. So, you know, the people are the fault. They're the ones. They're not paying attention, or if they're paying attention, they're stupid.
Well, because they don't know anything about history either.
Well, but they also don't know anything about the basics of economics. If you raise the prices, particularly on, you know, making it, you know, Chris said there was, you know, more laws and rules coming in for our ranchers and farmers. Well, gee, what's that going to do? It's going to raise the price of what goes on the table. And, you know, I think most of us need to eat food daily.
Yeah, that's kind of a requirement.
And then people start to complain. Well, the price of this is so high. Well, this and that. Do they not understand? What did they learn when they were going to school?
Apparently nothing, which is a shame. Everybody should learn basic personal economics in school. But we don't teach that. Not very often, anyway.
Well,
anymore.
Even if you're not taught it, you should probably figure it out.
Yes, all true.
And so, is it because a lot of these bills and so forth, well, we're going to use this money to fund the, you know, Save Little Puppies Fund. And then people say, oh, that sounds like a good idea. And then the price goes up. And how many puppies are that are actually saved? We will never find out because it's BS. It's just a tug at the heartstring for people that they fall for it every single time.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much every single time. And as for this reparations business, the state could not have entered the Union as a slave state. It was never a slave state. You're a history buff. You know that. Never a slave state. It was not allowed to enter the Union as a slave state. Because they were already warming up to the Civil War by the time this state was entered into the United States. So, I don't understand why. Well, I understand it. It's about political favor is what they're after. The mayor of San Francisco now, governor can't get it done, so the mayor of San Francisco is going to try for reparations. Do you know what that's going to do to the tax base in this state? This is unreal that anybody would even think about that, about doing something like reparations for a non-slave state.
Well, The reparations for the slave status, I mean, there's more attached to this because I know that there have been city-driven residential displacements in this state and around the country. However, you know, not as far as I know, not in the last 50 years.
That's correct.
And so, the matter of fact, wasn't the residential displacement also attached with Chavez Ravine?
Well, yes, and there were all colors of people living there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when it becomes to be public gain, I guess we can displace anybody. That doesn't matter. But, oh boy, here we go with $5 million each reparations.
Well,
you must be kidding me.
Well, also the city and county of San Francisco, they've been told they should issue a formal apology for past harms. Well, come on.
If they discriminated against anybody, it was the Chinese.
Right, yeah, the Chinese did a lot of slave labor in this state.
A lot. All the way across the country with the railroad.
Yep. And, you know, pretty treacherous work in some areas as well.
Well, very treacherous. Let's just put it this way. There were some casualties.
Right, but
quite a few of them.
But what is generations later, most of these people, if not all, are dead?
Yes. Oh, they're dead a long time.
So what is the point?
That's the point. Exactly. Why don't we go forward and try to be productive? Why don't we go forward and try to produce? Why don't we try to make this country what it can be? We know what it can be. We can start from the bottom of the barrel and win the Second World War. Wasn't easy, but we did it. And people need to take a look at that. That's what keeps other countries at bay, our reputation. Not to mention the fact that we built some of the finest war machines in the world. They don't know what we have. That's the best thing to keep us safe. But what I don't understand is this constant pummeling of the public and small business in this state. And that's what's happening. And you're putting them out of business. There'll be another wave this time of people having to go out of business because they can't make ends meet.
And well, but also you have the other part is that, you know, businesses, they get penalized. You know, these owners, they work their rear ends off, and at the end of the year, they see how much money they've had taken from them, and they go, well, wait a minute. Why am I working so damn hard, and I'm getting, you know, I'm just on a bicycle spinning my wheels? Every year, something comes up, more new laws, more new regulations, and that all means more money coming out. To fund what? To fund a railroad? To fund this? To fund that?
Well, we have a cross-the-state railroad that's a complete and total joke and waste of money. Lots of it.
It's disheartening for people to have to work that hard and see them not maybe outwardly to the general public, but they're being punished.
Yes.
They're being punished for being productive.
Yeah, all true.
And that is, again, I always go back to this, the general public doesn't know it because most people don't own a business. And they have no idea what goes on and how many checks people are writing, the business owners are writing for what.
Yes, I can imagine you could probably shed some light on that. Maybe that would be a good program one day because I don't think people realize what it takes to be in, for example, your line of work.
Well, I obviously talk to business owners, but I think in other businesses, they're probably, you know, depending on the business, a lot more regulated than we are and have to pay a lot more money for, you know, different things. And, you know, you've heard me talk over the years about my aggravation with the FCC.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what they do for me.
They're supposed to make the airways safe and tolerable.
Well,
I
think it's way past the need for the FCC. Look, there's only a certain amount of wavelength on the radio dial. You can't create more of that.
No.
So all the licenses have been issued. Okay, I can maybe see the FCC overlooking a transfer of license. There's something along those lines. But as far as what goes out on the air, I don't think the federal government should have any say because the people will be the decision makers.
They'll tune out.
If they don't like what they hear, if somebody is foul-mouthed content with the music, whatever it may be, the people will decide, not the government.
That's correct.
And, you know, to me, you know, I'll give you, you know, for one, our regulatory fees. Again, I've asked for almost 35 years, what exactly am I paying for a regulatory fee? I can't get an answer. Even our attorney in Washington, they can't give me a direct answer because they say it's convoluted. It's hard to explain. Well, my regulatory fees have gone up from $250 maybe 15 years ago to over close to $3,000.
Jeez.
What am I getting?
Doesn't sound like much.
I'll tell you what I'm getting. I'm getting a person in Washington, in D.C. who does nothing for me, keep getting pay raises.
Yeah,
and
half that's true.
And the last time, and it's been quite a few years since I talked to someone there, I couldn't understand what the hell they were saying. And I hung, up in disgust.
There'll come a time here shortly in the legislature in California when they'll be, voting themselves another raise. And what I guess the question is, when you're underwater, completely underwater, don't make any mistake about it. They can tell you all day long, everything's fine. It's not. This probably will be the first state to claim municipal bankruptcy, because you have two major pension plans and the entire budget for the state of California underwater by billions of dollars. And no way to increase the amount that you're going to contribute to that debt. You don't have another way, short of taxes and taxation and fees and all the other things that go along with trying to navigate the state of California to deal with, because you're not going to get an increase.
No. Well, same thing in this county.
Exactly.
What do they do?
Well, this county is a design for disaster.
Well, okay, they tell us, well, we got a problem here with this, so what are we going to do? Well, we're going to increase fees on the people.
Yeah, there you go.
It's, again, that's always the answer. The people that the producers are the ones we're going to go after.
Yes.
We're going to continue to do that. We're out of time. We got to go.
We'll talk soon.
We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. There are some new laws going into effect in California for 2026. SB 68 will mandate that restaurants with 20 or more locations nationally have to list major food allergens as ingredients for each item on their menu. AB 489 will prohibit medical advice for assessments performed by artificial intelligence be misrepresented as information provided by a human with a healthcare license. AB 656 requires that all social media platforms provide an easy way for a user to delete an account and all their personal information. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with a 40% chance of showers, highs in the mid-50s, it's 39 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
I'm Sue Guzman. A warning from President Trump about the ongoing protests in Iran. On Truth Social, he said, if Iran shoots and violently kills peaceful protesters, the United States will come to their rescue. At least six people were killed in 5 days of protests across the country over inflation. New York City Mayor Zohra Mamdani officially taking office Thursday. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders telling Mamdani supporters that his victory sends a message to the rest of the country.
That is that when working people stand together, when we don't let them divide us up, there is nothing we cannot accomplish.
To ensure the rights of tenants and investigators continuing to search for victims of a fire at a bar at a ski resort in the Swiss Alps. 40 people were killed, 115 injured. America's listening to Fox News.
New year, new keys? Look, if I'm making resolutions, win more money is absolutely on the list. Every Thursday in January from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., three winners every hour can win Tatchy Cash or cash. Then at 8 p.m., one lucky winner scores a prize and $5,000 in cash. So yeah, drink more water is cool, but new gear and $5,000 feels like a real new year upgrade. It's keys and cash only at Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Hi, this is Sunny from the Floral Parlor right next to Bridge Sportsman in downtown Paso Robles. When you're grabbing your guns, grab some roses. Because friends don't let friends buy grocery store flowers, please support my small local flower shop. Swing by the Floral Parlor and say hello and receive a free mini bouquet. Yes, a free bouquet. We're a full-service florist serving and delivering beautiful fresh flowers on the Central Coast. Check out our website, thefloralparlor.com. We're on Spring Street across from the Boot Barn. See you soon.
All righty, 10 minutes away from 7. At the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. Time for sports. And it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Three college football playoff quarterfinal games on New Year's Day, and they saved the best for last. At the Sugar Bowl, Mississippi won a wild one over Georgia, 39-34. The Rebels took the early lead on a couple of field goals before Gunnar Stockton capped two 75-yard bulldog drives with scoring runs to put Georgia on top. Then Dalen Everett scooped up a Kewon Lacy fumble and ran 47 yards untouched to the house for a 21-12 Georgia halftime lead. Mississippi regrouped, Lacy making amends with two touchdown runs, and Trinidad Chambliss threw his second scoring pass of the game to put the Rebels up by 10 with 9 minutes left. The Dogs still had some fight. Stockton found Zachariah Branch for a quick TD, then a field goal tied it up with less than a minute to play. But Chambliss put Ole Miss in position for a Lucas Carnero go-ahead field goal with 6 seconds left. Coach Pete Golding.
We told him at halftime, it was kind of reverse roles from last time. I said, look, we were up 9 points on these guys going into the fourth quarter last time. I said, let's take one play at a time, one possession at a time, and when we do things right and we execute correctly, we're hard to beat.
Earlier in Miami, Oregon shut out Texas Tech 23-0 at the Orange Bowl. The Ducks forced four turnovers and held the ball for 38 minutes. And at the Rose Bowl, number one Indiana routed Alabama 38-3. Three TD passes for Heisman winner Fernando Mendoza.
It's not just myself. I think our entire team and our coaches have really enjoys football. We work so hard today and we work really hard every single day because not only do we enjoy football, we also enjoy winning.
The Hoosiers become the first team to win in the college football playoff after a bye week. So the semifinal matchups next week, Thursday, the Fiesta Bowl, Miami against Mississippi, then Friday at the Peach Bowl, Oregon and Indiana. NFL Week 18 starts with two games tomorrow that have big playoff implications, the Panthers and the Buccaneers, winner take all for the NFC South, followed by the Seahawks and 49ers. That one decides the NFC West and the top seed in the conference with a bye week as a bonus. NBA, the Clippers got 45 from Kawhi Leonard and beat the Jazz for their sixth straight win. Hockey, the Lightning scored three times in the last 3 minutes and 20 seconds to top the Kings for their sixth win in a row. That's Friday Sports.
And we have our NFL triple header starting Sunday morning at 9:30. The Cowboys and the Giants. Then the Raiders take on the Chiefs in a very important game, the late game, 4:30 from Westwood One Sunday night. It is Baltimore and Pittsburgh. All righty, sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, offering quality glasses and frames. And they are located at 8300 El Camino Real, and they've been around since 1979. All right, let's see. What do we got going today? Well, it says here, cloudy early, then periods of showers, about a 40% chance this afternoon. Highs in the low 60s, rain coming tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 40s, and that tonight is about 98% chance, and then close to an 80% chance of showers on your Saturday. And Sunday is going to be a little wet as well. Let's see here, about a 90% chance of rain. Mid-50s, upper 50s with some showers, about a 50% chance Monday. Partly cloudy, low 60s Tuesday, upper 50s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 2. Up and down, 7:13 a.m., 5:02 p.m., we are at 39 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, as we move along here, it is time for the world-famous pet alert.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
All right, world-famous pet alert brought to you by the good folks at Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. As we check in to see what critters may be out and about and get them home where they need to be, and that is safe and sound and dry. And dry. They don't want to go out. They know. Especially have. Chris, does your cat get out of the house?
Yes, she does. She loves the outdoors.
So she goes out on a regular basis?
Yes, every day. Every day she wants to go outside.
Even during this weather?
Unfortunately, yes. And then she'll come back screaming like it's my fault it's raining.
Okay, well, they're cats, so deal with it. All right, folks, nothing to report this morning on the world-famous pet alert, but if you lose one, find one, winged or webbed, 2 foot or more, give us a call here at the station, Monday through Fridays, and full hours today, 238-1230, or in the Southern Division, reception at kprl.com. Okay, got to get going here on our trivia, and it's brought to you by Joe's Place, Bass Robles, Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply, and they are on file. All right, today is Music Friday, so what I do is I play a little bit of tease of a song. Call in if you know the name of the artiste or the song, either one, but get close. I'll decide what's close. Do not answer a question with a question, and, of course, watch your inflection so it doesn't sound like you're answering it as a question. So here we go. I will give you some hints on this one. This is one of the biggest hits, dance songs of all time, and obviously it's from the disco era. Yuck. And I'm starting off the year with this. You got to be kidding me. KPRL. All right, there's a little R rating with this song, but we'll get to that later. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. It's
The song is not Oh Shoot, but try again. Thank you. Hi, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Staying Alive.
No, not Staying Alive. The guy that wrote this and produced this song, his name is Greg Drummond. Greg Diamond. And he picked out this person to sing the song because she was a R-rated actress, an adult film actress. Okay, once again, here we go. Song 50 years ago, released in February of 1976. KPRL. And it's also that this lady or girl, whatever you want to call her, this former adult film star, I don't know if she was a star, she was just in it, but anyway, she had to go out of there's something with money, and she had to go down to Jamaica or something like that. And anyway, it's just kind of a convoluted story on this song, but it is one of the biggest dance songs, and it was obviously a big hit as well back in 1976. So let's see, go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I should have known better.
No. I should have known better is I should have known better with a girl like you. Beatles. Hi, good morning.
How do you like your love?
No. It's none of your business either, sir.
Hardy har har.
Well, I mean, he gave me a hanging curveball. I had to do that.
Yeah, I get it. Low-hanging fruit.
Right, that's it. So, boy. All right, so we start off the new year with, well, let's see here. We got 9 seconds. Hi, good morning.
Dancing Queen.
No, not Dancing Queen. Okay, well, I guess it might be kind of good that we won't be able to get the song in.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Education Magazine has named the Bradley Union School District as one of its top 10 most admired school districts. The publication highlights the career readiness of the district as well as its strong emphasis on exploring different interests and skills. Templeton Library, after facing another potential shortfall in funds this year, has requested an alternative funding method from the County Board of Supervisors. Currently, the library is funded exclusively on donations and volunteers, but the library has asked for some funding to come from the library tax in the county. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with a 40% chance of showers, highs in the low 60s. It's 39 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Okay. That's the name of the song, More, 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 the Andrea True Connection from February of 1976. Two more to go this hour, brought to you by Berlager Excavation. Give them a call. They've been around for 28 years, 805-674-5141.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.